So, baby, today I did what you asked me to do. While I was at lunch today, I made sure I spent a little extra time in the bathroom, playing. It was quite enjoyable, edging myself, getting myself close. Feeling myself get so incredibly wet, so turned on by the little plan that we came up with together. And after I was all nice and wet, then I took the underwear I was wearing, I took those beautiful satin black lace panties that you like so much, and I ran them up and down my wet pussy, just cleaning up the mess that I had been making. And then I balled them up in my hand and held on to them fast. And then I walked by David. And, of course, I had to stop. And then I leaned over as if to tell him something, to tell him a little secret. And then I grabbed his hand and palmed the sexy panties into his hand and walked away. Without a word. And I know as I walked away that he put his hand to his face so he could smell me, so that he could smell my arousal, my taste. And as I walked away, I knew he was looking at my ass, wanting it, wanting something that he knew no man but you had ever had. I didn't know if this would push him over the edge or not. I mean, I know what all the flirting did last time. We know what all the flirting did last time. The pounding I took in my own car, bent over my seat. I can still picture it, still feel it. So later, when most of the other folks had gone home for the day, and I was still at my desk, wrapping a couple things up, the door to my office opened, and in popped his face. Oh, baby, he looks so serious. As I saw him come through the door, and then push it close behind him as he leaned upon it, I heard the click of the lock. Already knew what was going to happen, suspected how he would react to the gift I'd left for him. I stayed seated at my desk, wanted to see what he would attempt to do to me. He told me to stand up. And smartly, I kept myself from laughing, but I stayed seated. I looked at him. I smirked. There was no way I was getting out of my chair. Not by my own willpower, that is. He quickly strolled over to my desk, his hand reaching for my throat as he literally picked me up and pushed me up against the wall. I almost came out of my shoes. Hell, I almost came. Holy fuck, baby, that was so fucking hot. And so I stood there, his hand tightly against my throat, pressing my body against the wall. Him searching what felt like to the bounds of my soul. I could see the fire, could see the lust in his eyes as he wanted to fuck me. So he used his other hand and he undid his belt and fly. And then he took me by the neck and pushed me on the floor to my knees and told me to get his cock wet. Oh, of course I did. You know how I love sucking cock. Especially when it's already dripping with pre-cum like his was. He was so fucking turned on. Just like me. After I got him good and wet, he pulled me up by my hair and spun me around. Pushed my face up against my desk and felt him rip my skirt down to my feet. I stepped out of him. I didn't know whether he wanted my pussy or my ass. He shocked me quickly as he spanked me. I can still hear that sharp crack as he hit me. He told me to spread my legs wide. And then I felt his fingers. His fingers pushing deep into my pussy. I could hear him slide in. It was so wet. Him telling me how hot, how wet I was, how I was dripping for him, aching for him. He almost put his entire hand up my pussy. All his fingers, his thumb. And then I felt his thumb slide back and press up and into my ass. Fuck. His other hand was just pressed against my back. All of his weight just pressed up against me as he fucked me with his hand. Next thing I know, in a very quick, hard, fast movement, his cock started fucking me. He felt so good, baby. His strong cock in my pussy stretching me out. his hand on my back. Oh, and then you know how I get when he leaned forward a little bit more? And he grabbed my hair. And he pulled back. Arching my back and just spreading my ass to him. And then he did something that, well, you know I wanted it. You know I fantasized about it. You know how much I love my ass being fucked. He let go of my hair, and then I felt him kneel, and I felt his hands on my ass, and with one hand again, he slapped me. Oh, I know this handprint was here to stay. That one hurt. And then he rubbed my ass with his hand to take some of that sting away. And I could feel it. I could feel my wetness running down my thigh. And then I felt his tongue lick up the inside of my thigh. Knew he was tasting me. Then he grabbed hold of my hands and he put them on my ass cheeks and he told me to pull. Next thing I knew, fuck baby, I felt his tongue. He took his tongue and he ran it from my clit all the way up and back until his tongue was on my ass. And then I felt him push with his tongue. Oh, and I just... fuck. It felt so much better. Oh, than I thought it would. And he didn't stop. It's not like he just had a taste and a tease. He literally started to fuck me with his tongue. I had never felt that before. I was such a... Oh, fuck, I was such a fucking hot mess. I had to bite down on my lip to keep from just screaming to... It was so fucking intense. And then his hand. Oh, just up playing with my clit and my pussy and just fucking me. He took everything he wanted. And then he took my ass for his own. He stood up and briefly he fucked me in the pussy with his cock, coating it. Oh, I was so fucking wet, coated his cock with my juices. And then I felt him press his cock. Against my ass. And slowly he pushed it in. And I could just feel. I just feel him going. And then grab my hair and told me how fucking dirty I was. To let a man fuck my ass. He had his hand up around my chest. God, he was just pinching my nipples so fucking hard. He told me I didn't deserve my pussy fucked anymore. That I didn't deserve to come. That's not what he was there for. That I was just there for his fucking amusement. That I could go home to you if I wanted to be pleasured. As he fucked me. Oh. Long, hard. Oh, every fucking inch of him was in my ass. All of him. And then he pulled my hair so hard, he pulled my body off the desk. And then he fucking came. And when he pulled out, he fucking hit me again. He called me a dirty whore. He told me it was what I wanted. And if I wanted something different, I needed to come to you. I know I'm not dirty. I know I'm not. Tell me I'm your good girl. Tell me what I did pleased you. Tell me what I did excited you and makes you want to fuck. And please me. Please. I want to come. I want to come for you. good girl.